Check 1 2. Check 1 2. Check 1 2 1 2. I'm here. I'm back. Okay. 3 2 1 3 2 1. Bang. I'm back. Well overdue. Round of applause for me, just because right now I've hit a milestone, not podcast wise, but professional wise. As in my career, what I do for a living, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, day in, day out. PTO limited to whatever they afford me to throughout the year, goddammit, and I still push through, I still survive, I still persevere. But the thing is now, the milestone I've completed, I have met, and I am currently past now, since it's already passed, is 10 years currently at my current job, my current place of employment, same company, healthcare, health insurance, whatever kind of industry you want to categorize it into. Three, two, one. A milestone has been accomplished by me, yours truly, of course. So clap it up again, goddammit. Give me some more claps, like we're at the STD clinic. Nothing but claps surrounding me, because I've hit a milestone. I've accomplished something big, monumental, epic in my life. Besides sniffing away at the nutsack of 40. I still got a couple of years, so don't put that on me yet. But another milestone has been accomplished. Another decade-long milestone has been checked off the list, is done with and complete. What is that exactly? For those of you that know me, I might have told you, and those that don't, or you only know me through this, I've alluded to working on a regular basis, 9 to 5, 40 hours a week, and all that shit too, like we have to pay the bills, obviously. Shout out to inflation. Getting too real out there. I have now completed 10 years. Not like I'm done with everything yet, but I've just surpassed. I've just gotten past, 10 years at the same job at the same company. Different positions. I got promoted a couple times, but same company nonetheless, 10 years. I'm sure there's a milestone to a lot of us. Is that the biggest, bestest thing that ever happened in my life? Of course not. But it's the most recent one I've accomplished. But get this, 10 years have passed at the same company. Same leaders. Give or take, they swap out one white guy for another white lady or unidentified, unassumed gender person as well. I think one of them passed away. Another one took over. I can't even, pinpoint the gender. But besides that, it's me. It's all about me. 10 years at the same company now. But to commemorate, to celebrate 10 years, according to the company, they found it apropos of all things, after 10 years of me being with them, loyal to the game, late, I can count on one hand the times I've been late to work while going in office and working remotely from home. So impeccable in that sense. 10 years, come on, you gotta give me sometimes I could be late, give or take, whatever. There's that. But 10 years have passed, and the company found it appropriate enough, of all things, they want to commemorate my 10-year streak with the company. Get this, 3 things they want to give me for free. Complimentary. Now, maybe if these was 10 years ago, pre-inflation, whatever, you might think, oh, maybe they gave them a little bit of a bonus, incentive. Congratulations on 10 years. Thank you for being compliant with us. And here you go. Boom, a little extra for you. Or 2 tickets to a vacation, expenses paid. I don't know how it used to work in the past. I'm not too sure on that. Maybe they do it for 20 years. Maybe they do it for 15 years instead of 10 years. And 10 years is fucking nothing to them, right? I would think something would come along my way, but I'm not expecting it either. I'm not needy, give me everything. I showed up to work, so I need a, participation ribbon or trophy just for showing up. No, I'm not like that either. I just clock in, do my job, clock out, leave, have a good fucking day. Everybody at work, which I don't interact with, and or, above me, beneath me, whatever. But I would think at the 10 years, you get something worthwhile, something to be like the company actually means a thank you by what they're offering you. But of all things the company wants to offer me, 3 tiny fucking throwaway items. It's either my choice, at least I got that, my choice. My 10-year celebration, my gift to commemorate 10 years, my choice, kind of like my body, my choice. I either get a free candle, at least a big-ass candle, as big as my head, this candle. A free like tumbler cup. I don't even know what you call it, like a tumbler. Or what's the one that was popular? Stanley Cups? One of those kind of cups with the company emblem and logo on it. For free, at least. Okay, so, and a plastic straw for once. You know, those things are getting phased out. Or, get this. Assuming I make enough to have a vehicle here in New York City to have one, they give me one of those things you put in the fucking trunk. I don't even know what they call them because I don't have a car. One of those, like, luggage bags you, like, put in the back and you can kind of, like, file and organize whatever you decide to stuff your trunk with. Bodies, dirty laundry, you know, hopes and dreams of some sort of at least incentive, little nice bonus. Here you go for 10 years, good job, well-paid incentive check. No, that's all they decide to give me. For 10 years of being with the same company, compliant, on time, fucking, I've gone above and beyond, let's say that. Let's leave it at that, you know, involving health insurance of all things, which is nobody's favorite thing to deal with when it comes to if you make too much, you got to pay more than those that make nothing. They got to pay absolutely nothing for healthcare coverage, insurance, benefits, et cetera, whatever. It's a whole mess, that whole industry. I get it. But a job is a job. It's not my dream job. It's not what I dreamt of doing from a little boy or nothing. But it does get the bills paid, and I do take some pride out of it by being able to complete my job and do it well for 10 years now. You know, I've been promoted, you know, starting off on the phone lines as a customer service representative. I moved over to retention, which means, you know, retaining or best in the best way possible, convincing the members to stay with the company and the plan, you know, because, you know, oh, just look at the other options. Are you going to get covered for this? Are you going to get covered for that? No, we do. So stay with us. Shut up. Whatever. And then getting promoted to complaints and appeals, you know, dealing with that shit. So literally just dealing with if you're a member and you got a complaint about something, well, we're the ones that handle that, look into it, et cetera, et cetera. But that's, you know, inside baseball kind of terminology. Who gives a shit about that? But point is, I did 10 years with the fucking company. And that's how they want to say thank you formally and properly. Either a free candle, free at least, a free tumbler cup to put my coffee and my tea in while I'm working from home. I'm not going back into the office. That's what they said, at least. And or a free luggage compartment trunk separator divisor. I don't even know what the fuck the thing is called properly because I don't have a car. The car in the car that the company assumed I have is what they decided to give me. I have until a certain deadline to accept either or revoke the free gifts, which in total might be, what, like a $50 shopping spree at like Dollar Tree or like your local Chinese $99 plus because of inflation, you know, cent store. So come on. They're really trying to fucking bullshit me and wrangle me in with that shit for 10 years, mind you. Okay, whatever. No commemorative plaque, no nothing. Just, oh yeah. Pick your choice online. You'll get it in like 4 to 6 weeks, and then it'll probably break upon first time use, whichever one you choose of the three. That's 10 years done with the company. Another thing I've been waiting on to finish, to be done with and complete with and all set in stone with is, of all things, me. I got banned for 90 days on Instagram as far as not being able to go live on Instagram at my Who This Is One account. So in case you ever wondered or you were scratching your head like I scratch mine often because, you know, I got to shave more so it gets really itchy when the stubble comes in. Shouts to being bald, not by choice, but because, you know, genetics tried to play funny with me like that and, you know, pull a prank on me. The ultimate prank on me is Spanish man's pride and hit me right in the ego where it hurts most. The hair loss. 90 days is what I got banned via Instagram as far as not being able to go live at all. Here's the bullshit part, and here's why I had to dispute it. I had to appeal it numerous times as much as I could or as much as they allowed me to, because dealing with Meta, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, that whole umbrella is a whole ordeal in itself. It really is frustrating to think that it's inaccessible, but I'll get to that right now. So point is, I got banned for 90 days on Instagram from going live. Everything else is usable. I can post, I can reply, comment, all that shit. I just can't go live. And also I got quote-unquote shadow banned too. Like they said in the thing, like on me account status, you will purposely not be promoted because, you know, 90 days of not going live and you've been naughty according to our policies, which is bullshit. But how I got banned for 90 days is absolute bullshit for two things. One, I got dinged, which I hate. I got dinged for in my stories, if you follow me at Who This Is One, I share a lot of stories day in, day out. Mostly shit I find funny or interesting, or I might throw in a comment here, there too. You know, isn't enough shit. You know, you'll do the same, you know, comment, like, want, need kind of thing, or maybe like a little blurb underneath something you resharing your stories, right? Tell me why I thought it was funny if I shared a post from, of course, the Notorious Gang, which is known as the IG Models, quote unquote, posted herself in bra and panties. I think Instagram picked up on how huge her tits were, that they sort of had to flag me, of all people, for resharing her post in my stories. And I think I put peachy underneath because it was like a peach-colored, kind of salmon-colored, like ensemble bra and panties. Posted it as a dad pun, as a joke, throwaway at most, you know. You know, call it a thirst trap if you must, but that's if you wanted to feel that way off of my stories, you know. But I reshare it in my stories. That's December 2021. I don't hear nothing about it. Don't get dinged from it at that point at all. 2 years pass. December 2023, fast forward. Next thing you know, I wake up one morning and I see I have been flagged and I cannot go live on Instagram for 90 days because of a story I reposted for 2 years ago. That same one I'm talking about. And I don't mean it in a disrespectful, discriminatory way or just to put it down because I am, but because I'm frustrated, it'll come out that way. That bitch in her tits got me banned for 90 days for resharing her post and my stories from 2 years prior. I don't know how that happened. Who looks at my stories from 2 years ago and decides to either report me, flag me, or I don't know if it was the algorithm or the AI that Instagram uses that decided to go 2 years back in time to flag me for that shit for 90 days. So from December to March, 90 days, 3 months in other words, I cannot go live on Instagram, according to Instagram saying I violated the policies. But meanwhile, that original post is there intact, you know, unscathed. Nothing thrown upon her. She's still there promoting the lingerie brand. She was peddling with the bras and panties, peach colored. She looked great. Shout outs to her. I won't name her just out of, you know what, it is her fault, but it isn't her fault. It's more sort of fault. And my beef is with Instagram flagging me of all things. So she gets nothing tossed her way. She's still able to, you know, get paid off that post from the sponsor, from the interactions and clicks she gets on the post. But I get flagged because I reshared her post. That was from her originally, not me. But okay, whatever. 90 days pass. March 6th, I want to say. To say I'm counting down the days would be an exaggeration, but I was, only because I miss going live on Instagram. It's always fun for me to do so. I look forward to it. I wait the 90 days. March 6th comes. I decide, you know what, let me wait till March 7th, so it's a full 90 and something, some odd change days, before I check again. I mean, I get too excited. I decide I'll go do a random little live on Instagram. As you know, if you work Instagram normally, you click on the plus button, you click the live option, and you hit the thing where you're ready to go live. I'm clicking this shit. I'm clicking 3, and it stays stuck at 3. Disappears. I click 3 again. It stays stuck at 3. 3 disappears. 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. Nonstop. Nothing's happening. I go look to see. Am I sure it's been 90 days? I look at the account status. I got all green check marks. Everything says you're able to go live. You're able to fucking be shared and promoted if so we feel like it, or if Instagram says, you know, we like your shit enough. So apparently that's another thing too. Apparently if it's not so much a shadow ban, because even when I was in that 90-day phase of not being able to go live and told I was kind of like shadow banned or like we're not going to promote your shit because you've been naughty, I have had like the couple of scarce like in between kind of posts that have done some numbers and some results, and I've been able to do really good despite me being told by Instagram we're not going to promote your shit. So I'm not going to say it's bullshit. They do play favorites, it seems like, but it's more like, from my interpretation of it now, it's the AI and or Instagram saying whether they do or don't like your post enough to want to share it now. I read at some other point like, that just means your post wasn't good. You edited too little, too much, or not enough, or, you know, nobody likes it. It's more like I think they're preferential taste of, okay, we like this enough to promote it, we like it, we'll let it live, but we won't promote it, and okay, you just posted it, but we're not going to do nothing with it. So that's one other thing too. But it's a whole, I don't know, it's a whole fucking dice toss as far as how that works. But back to the story, right? So I'm getting back, I'm checking to see if I can go live. Something's going wrong. I don't know what is going wrong. I'm checking, I'm clicking, I'm looking here. I'm checked off, I'm good to go. 90 days have passed, they confirmed it. I'm able to fucking be promoted again. I'm able to fucking get interactions and all that shit too. I cannot go live. I gotta go check on my other account at our fucking on Instagram. That one is able to go live of all things. So at least I have a backup, fail-proof plan if I want to go live like that. But it's got to be on the other page, which I know it's going to sound stupid and crazy and whiny as far as like first world problems are concerned. But I have a fraction of the followers on that page. Oh, fuck it. Then I do compare to who this is one, my main page. So now I got to deal with that. And of course, the whole ordeal with trying to reach the whole Meta umbrella of WhatsApp, Facebook, or Instagram. To get a live person to speak with, either on the phone, I'd settle for live chat. But there's no option whatsoever for any of those things, at least for Instagram. I've looked online. I found two numbers, which if you call them, it's automated messages saying call back during regular business hours, only for, you know, money, payment policies involving Instagram. Of course, that's what they care about. Oh, if you bought ads from us and there's something wrong, you something like to dispute, then call us here for that shit. Otherwise, too bad, tough luck, tough tits. Go look online and go look through the app. You know, scramble through the app. You look through the app, there's no option to email nobody. There's no way to go to a forum, a site, not even a live chat option with somebody that might be able to at least escalate your thing to somebody else. I thought finally I found a loophole. I found something about Instagram Live, you know, reporting a technical problem, that thing they say where you shake your phone to report like a technical problem with Instagram. I do that. But to my unpleasant surprise, I thought finally that's going to resolve it. That's going to fall into someone's lap. But no, it turns out that only gets filed as a kind of feedback. Because after I posted, it said, thank you for your feedback. This helps us improve your interactions and everyone's involvement with Instagram and Meta and all that shit too. So that went to fucking waste. All typing up that little blurb I did about basically, hey, I did my 90 days in IG jail. It's passed. My account status confirms that if you want to look. But I can't go live. Why? Please help. Da da da. But that gets sent back as feedback to fucking Meta and Zuckerberg and all them assholes. But there's that to deal with. So 10 years and 90 days have passed. I'm still fucking getting cock blocked by my fucking company I work for and or Instagram not letting me go live on my main fucking account. And the fucked up thing about going live is that I can't even go live because I had an interview lined up with somebody to do in the past week. I'm looking 2 days before, a day before to make sure, because I timed it out, like, hit me up in March, we'll set it up for then, because I'll be done by then, be able to go live. 2 days before I'm checking, a day before I'm checking, the day of I'm checking, I cannot go live at all. Then I got to email them, say, sorry, we got to postpone until I can get this functioning again to see if and when we can do that via live. That'd be more convenient for me because they're not in New York, so obviously, duh, you know, shout out to Virginia, that's where they're located. 10 years, 90 days of just waiting and still being told, no, you don't matter enough for us to resolve the issue or for us to address you properly as 10 years with us. Salute to you. Here's a fucking little bit of a bonus for your troubles. 90 days have passed on Instagram. We're giving you your live option back. Nope. Fucking pulled the rug up from under me, psych, all that shit to me emotionally, and I'm scarred now because of fucking both ends. Fucking me. I'm getting fucked in the mouth. I'm getting fucked in the ass. My fucking, my job and then Instagram. None of them want to fucking let me live or live vicariously through what I choose to do here and ramble and bullshit and whatever. But think about it. I was just thinking, like, if the company would have been kind enough to give me some sort of incentive, a little, like, hey, a 10-year bonus check, whatever the fucking amount was. I was just thinking, now there's a bunch of things I can't even afford or I can never grab a hold of or acquire as my own possession because of it now. First on the list would be, most recently, The Sopranos. I'm a big fan of the show. Love the series. Caught it after it was originally aired and done with, so I've gone back and watched it fully 2 times. Really love that show. I think it's honestly my favorite show after Seinfeld of all time, personally. That's my personal choice. But if you've seen recently, there was an auction of all things for, I believe it was the diner booth where Tony Soprano got popped at the very end. Spoilers, just in case you watched it. But as confirmed by David Chase also finally in during his promotional run for The Many Saints of Newark, which is absolute trash. But shout out for trying at least. The best part of The Many Saints of Newark, which I also did a review for on Who This Been Watching, my movie review podcast. The only bright spot of that movie for me, honestly, was who they casted as a young Uncle Junior. He played him really well, and he played who would have absolutely been a young Uncle Junior, especially the part where he like falls outside a church and lands his back on the like the stairs or something like that, and he starts saying, "Ah, your fucking mother," or something like that. I forget how it goes exactly, but shout out to that actor, and shout out to that one little part of The Many Saints of Newark. Otherwise, movie is absolute trash. I don't recommend it. But back to The Sopranos, right? So recently, the diner booth where Tony Soprano got popped, again, as confirmed by David Chase, so don't run to me in my comments and tell me I'm fucking bullshitting. David Chase said himself finally after like 20 years of the show ending on that infamous black screen after like the guy walks in and Tony looks like he's about to get shot, and get killed at. That booth finally sold at an auction for $82,000. So of all things, that sells for as much as it did. Even if they would have thrown the incentive payment my way, had, you know, for 10 years, good job, here you go, good doggy, whatever. Wouldn't have been able to afford it, obviously, but it wouldn't have been nice to be in the running, at least be like, I got this money to throw away and toss that way to see if I got any sort of luck whatsoever. That didn't work, so that's off the list. Next thing I could have bought with the incentive check, but now, because I don't have one, and because I'd be too embarrassed, even if I did get an incentive paycheck from the company for completing 10 years with them, is, of all places, Costco. I didn't know this, but every spring, or around this time, March, April, give or take, they have these seasonal cupcakes, specifically carrot cake cupcakes. Say that 3 times fast. But the whole point of now these being controversial, of all things, carrot cake cupcakes. Someone posted a photo of buying the first batch on the first day it was released, whatever, from Costco. They conveniently enough took the picture of the one cupcake, the carrot cake cupcake, upside down. They took a picture of one of the cupcakes, conveniently enough, upside down, so the carrot is looking from the stem up like a hard dick and balls, if you just envision that. But funny enough, whoever was on task and duty to, hey, you're going to be in charge of putting the iced carrot decorations on the cupcakes today, Todd, or whatever, fresh out of high school kid with a sense of humor of like Howard Stern or something, shout out to him, it was funny though, shaped the carrot not like how a carrot would be shaped, I'll show you a picture, but shaped it more in the sense of how a girthy cock would look with balls at the bottom too, and with, you know, I guess you can call it pubes, or in this case the green stem from the carrot, what's supposed to be a carrot. But if anything, people went crazy on Reddit and online saying it's a phallic carrot, oh, girthy, I guess if she likes it then it's her choice, just like her body too, and all that. People all up for it. So now you can't even shop the cupcakes anymore at Costco, even if you're going for the friendlier, healthier option, the carrot cake cupcakes of all things at Costco, because they're shaping the carrots like cock on top of the cupcakes, which is embarrassing enough. So now I'm too embarrassed to buy that, even with my own money, or if I would have gotten an incentive check. If I would have gotten an incentive check too, you know what would have been nice? But I would have probably been too embarrassed to buy my own. I'll throw a picture up here too so you can see for reference. Street Fighter 6 came out last year, summer, I believe, 2023. Shout out to that. Good game. I bought it. I played it. I streamed it a bunch. It's on my YouTube as well. I had to stop playing it. One, because as I told in a past episode, and it's a true story, I'm absolutely trash at Street Fighter and or fighting games. I love to play games. I still play proudly, but I'm very bad at fighting games and shooting games. I'm like uncoordinated as fuck. I can't figure them out. Street Fighter 6 comes out. Everything looks great. It's fun. The World Tour mode is my shit. I love playing it. But everybody was either in love or infatuated or just so taken aback by the realness of the physics of the game, how good it looked overall, but more specifically, either it was Chun-Li, either it was Jury, or it was Cammy. And this is before we got the DLC or the add-on, you know, I forget if they modded it or if they put it on as DLC where you can get the original Cammy outfit for Cammy. I think they modded it in Street Fighter VI. The buns is out. The buns is, you know, high, mighty, defying gravity, all these girls. But then you go to Chun-Li, who's always been, you know, like the princess of Street Fighter, the princess of, like, the queen of, like, the fighting games when she was out first. She was the first one, I think. First female video game fighting character. Something like that. What they did to Chun-Li in this game is absolutely it was Japanese who made her the way she looks in the game. No question there. But what they did to her body, her proportions, her face, everything, they reinvented her in a way where I couldn't function properly playing the game as much as I was, because I made it through World Tour mode at a point where she becomes one of your instructors and or mentors. You learn like her techniques, fighting style, and all shit, which is like trash. And according to the internet, it is not, it's no one's favorite fighting style, Chun-Li, which she teaches you. But she's just great to look at while she's pulling it off, right? I couldn't function properly. Even in the in-game story in World Tour mode, she alludes to how thick she is and how thick she's been for the longest time. And, you know, there's a whole story about Street Fighter 2 where they took extra time, the developers, to make the game and had to, like, even delay it a little bit because they wanted to get the graphics and details just right on her thunder thighs, which we all appreciate, of course, because those thighs are booming. They've always been from Street Fighter 2 till now Street Fighter 6. But Street Fighter 6, I'm telling you, there was something they did that's diabolical almost to easily impress men such as myself. And I'm proud to admit to that. I don't mind identifying as such. I'm a man at the end of the day. What do you want me to do about it, though, right? But now, to boot with the game, which I have since sold and I've taken it away from me because I can't function properly looking at Chun-Li all day while I'm on stream looking like an idiot like that and drooling. Now they got a $700 Chun-Li replica. I don't know what it's made of, porcelain or PCV or whatever. PVC? Is that the material? I forget. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Point is, it is a $700 statue replica of Chun-Li assuming the squat position as she's squatting. Oh, I don't know. What is that? Four plates on each side. What is that? Like 135, 225, 315, 405. 405 barbell squat. Chun-Li in tight-ass Adidas-esque striped pants, hair all up in the bun on both sides, you know, low-cut-ass top, and that beautiful-ass face they etched and carved for her for Street Fighter VI, looking absolutely amazing. It's an absolute thirst trap. It's like 1/4 replica size, so like, I guess if you blew that up 4 times from what its actual size is, it would be like a real-life Chun-Li. Which would be the worst thing ever to make, because then you can only imagine then maybe they're making real dolls based off Chun-Li, which would be a top seller in my opinion. But not to prove how much of a simp I am, if I would have gotten an incentive check from the company to get something like this, a $700 Chun-Li squatting ass, you know, statue replica, I gotta explain that to my girlfriend. I explain it to anybody who comes to visit me at all whatsoever. I'd have to fucking be like a reclusive person and just disassociate from society so I could be alone and spend a load of time, quality time with my Chun-Li $700 statue that looks just like her, but just like a very, very tiny, teeny version of her whatsoever. And then never learn the real caress or touch of a woman thanks to her. Thanks to that statue, I guess. There's that. That's off the list, so believe me, I'm not getting that. I was tempted. I won't lie, but $700. And even if you want an alternate costume or a different color, whatever, there are some available. They're also $700 separately. So you can't buy like the little outfits, change, nothing like that too. So forget it. There's that. Oh, and by the way, and the statue also shows that she's got a phone right by her feet while she's squatting 405 pounds, which it's a nice touch and attention to detail. She's got the tumbler cup with a protein shake in there too. And she's wearing gloves, which I guess you wouldn't need gloves for, like, yeah, for that much weight on your shoulders, squatting it down. Yeah, and she's doing ass to grass where she is. She's like perfectly hitting a 90-degree angle with her legs and ass perpendicular to the ground. The phone detail bothers me only because it's like way too close to her feet, like maybe inches away. And I know better than to do that at the gym. I've yet to drop my phone, you know, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx it now. I've never dropped my phone in the gym, but God forbid I ever do. But anywhere where you can drop a barbell in the proximity of your phone is really high risk. And I don't want to pay the deductible and or let alone $1,500, $1,600 for another smartphone like that. But again, that's my beef with the statue. That's also something. I would look at that little detail and that did turn me off. Like, that's irresponsible. That's, you know, bad marketing. Chun-Li would know better. Chun-Li would be that kind if she was a real person. Pray to God, hopefully, one day. That wouldn't have a phone that close to, like, anywhere a barbell could, like, just drop and flop and just topple on top of and smash and destroy. Because then she'd be upset, but then she'd probably be like a monk mentality, like, oh, my phone's destroyed, I just won't get another one, because that's, you know, materialism, consumerism, whatever. Chun-Li is better than us, that's confirmed. And now, finally, I could say at the end of the day, maybe I got beef with, I don't know, a higher power, a higher being besides the company, beyond Instagram also. Maybe I do. But then I'd be just like Ye, or Yeezy, or Kanye, in that sense too, who now apparently he has beef of all people, of all entities, with Jesus. Remember that guy who used to tell you Jesus walks? He dreamt of one day having that play through loudspeakers in the club, bitches shaking their ass and twerking to Jesus walks and praying for Jesus' resurrection and coming back soon enough. Now, he's the same guy now that said, you know what, man, Jesus, I got beef with that motherfucker. He ain't come through for me. I got issues with Jesus, quote unquote, because he wasn't there for me when I prayed on it and he didn't show up or do nothing for me. Well, proof point of that, well, proof positive of that would be who you're looking at right now. What do you think this is? This is by choice. This is because I have no choice. This is because genetically speaking, I don't know if Jesus directly or God or whatever, but they said in my genetic coding at some point, me of all people, a Hispanic male of a fairly young age still, I'm not even 40 yet, not even 5 years shy of 40, is when we're going to get hair away from you. And we're going to misalign, poorly distribute whatever hair you do grow from that point forwards to everywhere else possible. I got hairs on my knees now. I got hair on my elbows. I got hair on the back of my shoulders. I got hair already creeping up to like midway up my spine. I got hair where my hair used to be, my head of hair. I got hair growing at the base of my neck now that wasn't there before. I got hair creeping up my cheekbones to my eyebrows, which on top of that too, I never even got the chance or afforded, genetically speaking, the opportunity to grow a beard, a mustache, nothing. I can't grow shit. All this shit, this little stubble I got going on, that's 1 week. 1 week of growth. And this shit on top of that too. The hair that's left on my head, the little sprouts, they love fucking coming in like 2 days after I just cleanly shaved right now. Dark, thick, promising, like, oh, maybe if I sleep on it, maybe if I pray hard enough, if I take my vitamins and say my prayers, I'll grow a full head of hair again or whatever. Nope. 2 days later, shit is all thick down here. Nothing going up on top, front, back, side to side, whatever. None of that shit going on. Full-blown George Costanza. I love Seinfeld. I guess life got the hint. God's a practical joker, so is Jesus too. So what do you expect? He might as well be one more member, honorary member of the fucking Impractical Jokers, if anything, at this point, because he's fucking with me, and he's fucking with Ye, and he's fucking with you. If you believe in that. If you do, great. If you don't, your choice, your life, your freedom to live however you choose. Depending on where you live, of course, too. I don't know, geographically speaking, it's still a free country, but inflation, you might as well be Uncle Sam's bitch at this point. Which reminds me, I still gotta do my taxes. I'm still being tied down and held down to that. That's it for this episode, though. However, I appreciate you for tuning in, celebrating 10 years, kinda sorta, with me at the company, surpassing and celebrating 90 days out of IG jail, but still, IG still got me in shackles as far as not being able to go live. Help me, please, in my crusade to contact somebody at Meta, to come in contact with someone over there. A phone number, a live chat option, an email. I'll even take a goddamn forum site if I have to. In that case, just let me speak to somebody so I can plead my case to go live again on Instagram via @whothisis1, which you should follow. TikTok, Instagram, Threads, X, @whothisis1. I made it easy for you to follow me on YouTube, on Twitch, @whothisis1. Everything applicable over there. I appreciate you. I'll be back next time with another episode to celebrate some more shit or, you know, just... bitch and moon, you know, deal with it.